The latest numbers from Northwest Arkansas Community College indicate enrollment is holding steady there. The school released preliminary, unofficial numbers for the fall semester yesterday, and 7,960 students are taking classes this autumn, down by 13 from the fall number a year ago. Lisa Anderson, NWAC's Executive Director of Planning, Effectiveness, and Public Relations, says the numbers are in line with what's happening at other two-year colleges across the country. Officials with the Arkansas Lottery are warning of a scam. The fraud includes phony representatives from an entity called Corporate Mega Millions Office, informing recipients winning numbers have been drawn in their name. The scam is an attempt to obtain personal information. Officials say no lottery official asked for personal information by text, phone, or email, and people who didn't buy a lottery ticket should be instantly suspicious. Arkansas finance officials say lower than expected sales and income tax collections pushed the state's revenue slightly below forecast in August. The Department of Finance and Administration says net available revenue in August totaled $405 million, $10 million below the same month last year, and $1 million below forecast. But department economist John Shelnut says some trends are looking good.
On a two-month basis, the growth rate for withholding is a positive 5.8% year over year, and that's a very good growth rate. It exceeds the forecast for that category, which was at 4.0%.
2 months into the fiscal year, net available revenue is $9.1 million above forecast. Tyson Foods plans to build a $320 million poultry processing plant in Kansas, about halfway between Kansas City and Topeka. The project was formally announced yesterday, and company officials, as well as some Kansas office holders, say when the plant is opened in 2 years, it will employ about 1,600 people. There were some protesters at yesterday's announcement in Kansas. Protesters concerned about possible effects such a large plant might have on the nearby town and its school district. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback says there will be a series of town hall meetings to address questions. The city of Springdale will conduct a public involvement meeting from 4 until 7 a week from tomorrow to discuss a proposed project to widen and extend Don Tyson Parkway. The meeting will be held at the Sam's Club Community Room at Arvest Ballpark at 3000 Jean George Boulevard. It's the second of two meetings about the project. The first was held in early July. The Arkansas volleyball team, now 6-1 after sweeping Oral Roberts University last night in Bud Walton Arena. The Razorbacks next play number 19 USC Friday afternoon at a tournament in Santa Barbara. And the Northwest Arkansas Naturals begin their quest for a Texas League title tonight in Springdale. The Nats host Tulsa at Arvest Ballpark for the first game in a best-of-five series for the Texas League North Division Championship. Game two set for tomorrow night in Springdale. Remaining games will be played in Tulsa. First pitch tonight set for 7:05.